from here, and I'd go with her to put on a show. A Dojo act and an acrobat act.
Oh.
And all.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, so.
Any other kind of hobbies or pastimes or anything that?
Well, I play tennis a whole lot.
I guess
shoot pool.
Shoot pool?
Yeah, I'm a big shoot pool.
You pretty good at pool?
Yeah.
I guess if you start off playing tennis as a young boy now, you could make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like Connors.
We wasn't making no money at that time. No, they wasn't giving no money for paying pool. And I would bowl lots. Mm-hmm. I was in a Boston team up there for bowling.
And what was your average usually in bowling? Do you have a?
Well, I averaged 120, I reckon, average. And all the highs I made, almost 300 went down, like one strike, making 300.
That's pretty good. I guess the best I would bowl was about 190 or something like that. Never bowled a whole lot. That's pretty good. Did y'all have a good bowling team?
Well, I was bowling and I had a high draw jack hit me in the side. And the ropes on both sides, and I still bowled.
Oh.
But tumor come up there, and I thought it was kernel come up in my stomach there, under that rupture.
Uh-huh.
And knocked it there. It finally got there. We went and cut my wart off. And
I had
to go to the doctor. And I went to him, and he put me in the hospital right then and operated on me. Took a piece of that gland out and sent it in. It was cancer.
Oh.
Yeah, and they had to cut it out. They done 5 operations on me.
Did they get it all?
Yep.
That's good.
And it hadn't given me no trouble since they done it. I went back in the hospital after I had them 5 operations. I stayed in there 47 days. And I got out and they're looking for me to die overnight. I died on the last operation and they brought me back.
Oh,
and,
that's good.
So I stayed in the operating room all day that day. And so they brought me back that night. And the nurse was standing on the side of my bed and my wife was standing at the door and they was talking. And I woke up and looked up at her. I said, give me a broth.
Ready?
That broth would keep you from getting sick, your stomach. And, they brought me 2 bowls. The blood pressure was about 18. And she said that broth brought it back up to normal. I drank 2 bowls of it.
Yes, that's a pretty good story. Not many people can tell about coming back from death like that, can they?
He died 3 times.
Well, I've been dead 3 times.
Good night.
They're going to bury me 1 time.
They bury you 1 time?
No. I'm not 7 years old.
Good night. What, can you tell me about that? Why were they going to bury you?
Well, I went with the nigga man to carry my aunt's trunk up to the streetcar. To tie it on the streetcar so she could carry it to depot. And I went with him on the wagon. I got off in the wagon in front of my house and another wagon coming behind him. So I hopped off in front of him and that other horse hit me with the nose before I could get away from him and knocked me down and then he stepped in my head.
Oh.
And the wagon went over both legs, both arms and both legs.
Nice.
And
did it break bones?
No, it didn't break no bones, but it mashed them in. I got over that,